Name Sports is back on the Sports Map Radio Network. From the Sports Map Radio studios, here's Jeff Michael and Greg Frank.
Man, I got some memories of this song, like eighth grade dance. Like, wow. Man, good stuff. Good stuff. Madonna, Taylor Swift today. Who's better? Who knows? Welcome into First Name Sports. I'm Jeff Michael. He's Greg Frank, the most entertaining sports show on air. And speaking of entertaining, I want to bring on the man, the myth, the legend, Ross Tucker, host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, who you can check out on social media at Ross Tucker NFL. Ross, such a pleasure to have you on. A lot of people don't know, hailing from Wyomissing Area High School, where you varsity lettered in football and basketball and averaged 16-9. That's impressive.
You know what? It's been a while since somebody brought up my high school basketball statistics. So I got to tell you, this is how we start an interview. First of all, you play some Madonna, come out of break. Nothing wrong with Madonna. That kind of got me pumped up.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, here we are in high school basketball season. I miss it because so I was a late bloomer, Jeff. So I think I had like 25 three-pointers my senior year, and I was always
24.
So I was always a guard. So by my senior year, though, I was like almost 6'5", 250 at a small high school. But I would, like, if the other team would press us, I would bring the ball up and, like, just dribble all over the place. Like, they called me the Dancing Bear. It was hilarious.
The Dancing Bear. I love it.
I the local radio guy, because I sucked down low. I had, like, no low post moves, even though I was so big. So that is awesome. Plus, like, you know, high school football, people can't see your face and stuff. High school basketball, you can be at the foul line, winking at cheerleaders. I mean, that's what it's all about.
Did you get a Letterman jacket with the patches?
Of course I did.
Do you still have it?
Nah, you know what? I think I do probably have it somewhere. I don't know where, but I mean, what else would I have done with it? I don't know. I guess I could have sold it, maybe.
Mine,
I still do have it somewhere.
I tell you what, mine, because I dated the same girl right out of high school into college, and she ended up with it when I was like 19 years old my first year, and I never saw it again. So I lost mine, unfortunately, but that's awesome. Yeah. Ross,
where are you from?
What's that?
Where are you from?
Well, I went to San Marcos Academy in Texas.
Oh, okay, nice.
Yeah, so, but I think she still has it. I need to get in touch with her. Mary Kay McCaskill. I remember her. Speaking of her, not that I would send her anything for Valentine's Day, but myfrontpagestory.com, it's like, what's going on here? What is this?
Best Valentine's Day gift ever. Most people just had never heard of it. My buddy started the company. You know, nobody really knows what to get someone for Valentine's Day. They get them, like, flowers or a gift card. It's the greatest idea ever. You talk to, like, one of their writers for 10 minutes while you're driving home from work or whatever. They write the most unbelievable story about your wife or significant other, whoever. It doesn't matter. And then they create it into, like, a front-page newspaper design. So it looks like it's on the cover of the newspaper. It's framed. Beautiful pictures of her and you, and it's just so money, Jeff. Like when she's opening it, to say to her, "I want to do something special for you this year, babe. So I had a story written about you." That just sounds so money. It's not even funny. Plus, then she reads the quotes, and it's like, I just don't thank her enough for all the little things she does for the kids. Like I've seen a bunch of videos now, man. They cry almost every time. It's myfrontpagestory.com. Myfrontpagestory.com.
That's awesome.
Ross, it's Greg Frank. I grew up in South Jersey, went to Temple. I know you're on the air a lot with Angelo Cataldi and the gang there on Sports Radio 94 WIP. And I got to be honest, I think you went on this week. I'm sure a big talking point this week has been Deebo Samuel's comments. Does he know what he's in for at the link on Sunday?
No, I don't think so. A lot of guys say that, but they don't really know. I'll say this, you know, I mean, I played 7 years, 01 to 08, and then I was on the sideline in 2018, you know, for the NFC Championship game 5 years ago when the Eagles beat the Vikings. That was a top five atmosphere I've ever been at. I mean, I'd have to sit there and think about some of the best football atmospheres I've ever been in. I would actually like to do that sometime, just kind of think about it. But I don't know what it was, but that crowd, even the players, like when the music was going, the Eagles players were like all dancing. It was like an absolute party before the game even started. It was almost like the Eagles just knew they were going to win. I don't know how to describe it, but the atmosphere was just, and I'll never forget, all the Vikings fans were all mad because they said Eagles fans were mean to them. It's like, first of all, anybody with half a brain cell knows you don't wear opposing team stuff to Philadelphia. I mean, my first game as a rookie in Washington with Washington was in Philly at the old Veterans Stadium. And most of my family and friends, they're from, you know, outside of Philly in Reading, Pennsylvania, so they knew. Mm-hmm. I said, listen, do not even – to my wife, with my girlfriend at the time, my sister, my mom, I'm like, don't even think about wearing any Redskins gear. Like, not even – I said, by the way, don't even cheer for us. Like, if something good happens for us, you can smile, but don't stand up, don't make a scene, don't draw attention to yourself. It's not worth it.
Ross, as far as how the game plays out on Sunday between the 49ers and the Eagles, I feel like if you're San Francisco, you want to try and ease Brock Purdy in. You want to try and give him some short throws, get the ground game going, although we do know Christian McCaffrey and Elijah Mitchell have been dinged up in practice this week. And for the Eagles, I'm sure they want to try and hit a few big plays, and I feel like the secondary is where you can kind of attack the San Francisco defense a little bit more. DeVonta Smith been a really reliable target for Jalen Hurts. Just how do you see the kind of strategic battle playing out on Sunday in South Philly?
Well, I really have a tough time picturing the 49ers winning the game if they can't run the ball. Mm. Now, I think they'll have a decent chance to be able to run the ball. You know, the Eagles' run defense, I'd say, is average, and the Niners run the ball very effectively. I really think it's critically important for the 49ers to run the football and to play with a lead. I mean, really, really important that they do those two things. You look at their O-line and Purdy, not really designed either one of them to come from behind, right? Or really, I think maybe more specifically, for drop-back passing, obvious passing situations. I think the Eagles' D-line would abuse them if they got into a bunch of obvious passing downs. I don't think it would go well for Purdy. So the Niners need to get out to a lead. They need to possess the ball. They need to run the football, which is very possible. They kind of need to follow the blueprint of the Commanders and the Saints, both of whom won in Philadelphia. Yep. And then for the Eagles, totally agree. I just, you know, there's been a bunch of receivers, Devontae Adams, CeeDee Lamb, DK Metcalf, that have had big days against the Niners secondary. Eagles have two, and they're going to be able to have time because their O-line's so good. So that's going to be where I would imagine the Eagles attack early and often.
Ross Tucker joining us right here on the Progressive Insurance Hotline. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $700 on average. Go to Ross Tucker NFL on your social media and follow Ross Tucker. He is an incredible host. In fact, I watch you all the time when you step in for DP, and that is awesome. You do such a good job right there for Dan Patrick. How are you? How's that show with the Danettes, man? How is it hosting that thing?
Yeah, it's like the easiest, most fun thing I do.
That is incredible.
I think the first time I did it, I had all kinds of notes, and I was all prepared, and like 5 minutes in, you know, I'm talking about something, and Paulie asked me about like my favorite mustard or something, and then I never looked at my notes again the whole rest of the show. We just kind of talked about all kinds of different things. It's awesome.
Very nice.
I'm very fortunate that Dan, you know, has me fill in for him most of the time when he's not able to do it. And that's something where I've obviously gotten a lot of exposure, and it's just a lot of fun, man. Sure. I just fit in with those guys now. It's great.
Sure. Bengals, Chiefs, Kansas City -1. How you see this one playing out?
I like the Bengals. Yeah, I mean, I know the Chiefs are kind of going out of their way to tell you how great Patrick Mahomes feels and full participant and all that stuff. You know, watching him walk down the podium, number one, I could tell he was concentrating on it.
Yeah.
And number two, he was putting a little bit more weight on the one leg. That was obvious. Yes. Anybody that's ever had an issue, you can just tell. I'm sure he's a good healer, but you can't. There's no miracles, you know. I mean, and so I love the Bengals D coordinator Lou Anarumo. I think he's a stud, and I think that he'll have a really good plan. I think he'll do, and we talked about this on the Ross Tucker podcast. I think he'll take away Kelce and the initial throws for Mahomes because the longer Mahomes has the ball in his hand, the more likely it is he has to move, he has to try to buy time or scramble, and I just don't think he's going to be able to do that effectively. And I think it's asking a lot of anybody in life, really.
I feel the same way.
Try to be someone you're not, and that's not what he is. He's not a pocket passer.
Gotcha. Look, Ross, it's been amazing to have you on the show. Go find that Letterman jacket. We'll be on Radio Row. Look forward to meeting you up there at the Super Bowl, Ross. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ross.
Yeah, that would be great. Sounds great. See you guys.
All right, man. Ross Tucker. Wow. Good.
And he got right out of there.
Good stuff, man.
Yeah.
Wow. Go visit Ross Tucker at Ross Tucker NFL. Ross Tucker podcast, man. Incredible stuff from him. Did you get a Letterman jacket? You got a jacket at home? Or did you get anything?
I played tennis in high school. Can't remember if we got jackets, so.
I had mine. I need to find that. Mary Kay McCaskill, if you're listening to this show, I need my damn Letterman jacket back. I missed that thing. Got to find it somewhere. Man, great interview. We're going to keep the show rolling. You guys stay tuned. I'm Jeff Michael. He's Greg Frank. We'll be right back.